Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 527 of Power Rangers. Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 31, Thunderstorm Part 1.
It aired October 2nd, 2004, written by Douglas Sloan.
Doogie!
And directed by Charlie Haskell. I was trying to think of a fun way to say Charlie, but there's really only the one.
I mean, you could go with Chuck, which is a classic. You could go very formal, call him Charles Haskell.
I was going to say Charlie A and like pronounce the E, but I didn't go with that.
Call him Charl.
Charlie. Charlie Haskell.
That's him. You mean Dino Fury's own Charlie Haskell? Because that dude's still directing Power Rangers, God bless.
Hey, man, find what you love and let it kill you, right?
Yep. This is what we decided to do. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch some episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you have disc 5 of the Dino Thunder DVDs. And if you have Netflix, who cares?
I guess you could watch Mighty Morphin Power Rangers episode 31 if you want.
Yeah, what do you think episode 31 of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers was? I'm going to say that's Cleanup Club. That feels like Cleanup Club to me. I'm going to do a Google now. Now it's a game we're playing.
I don't know if I have a better guess than that. Maybe that, I don't know the name of it, but maybe that's the like parade float one. That feels like that might be too early in the season for that.
I think that was a little earlier, but I think Tommy was in that. So that had to be kind of post 20. So it's in the right area. All right, Wikipedia, list of Power Rangers episodes.
I have two guesses. It's either the parade or it's the Kimberly Flies a Plane episode.
Hey, so can I, this is weird. Kimberly Flies a Plane, that was a foul play in the sky. I think that was episode like 9 or 10. So
is it that early? God,
yeah.
Maybe I need to watch that. Hey, good thing it's on Netflix and readily available.
So I clicked on list of Power Rangers episodes thinking it was going to be a list of Mighty Morphin Power. No, it's all of them. And when you go on episodes, the 1 through 15 has been given its own thing. So the first one is just Jungle Fury.
Jungle Fury, yeah. I made that mistake the other day.
So whoops there. Here, let me scroll. I found Mighty Morphin. I found list of Mighty Morphin episodes. Nope, that's not it. Also, hold, what the hell? This website sucks ass.
Each individual Power Rangers like season Wikipedia is pretty fine. But
okay.
The Power Rangers at large Wikipedia page is
awful.
A goddamn disaster.
Okay, here, so let me just talk you through what I'm trying to do with my life right now. I'm trying to look up episode 31 of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, thing I haven't had to do in close to 7.5 years now. Well, I guess just over 7, because it's still only March. So I go to list of Power Rangers episodes. This one says seasons 1 through 15. Apparently, they have given 1 through 15 its own discrete thing now. So, but if you click on series
overview...
I don't know
why they stopped there.
I don't know. Why not just keep it all in the same one?
Because this is how it's been since that weird split where we had to start like bookmarking whatever season we're on to find the date.
Foul Play in the Sky was episode 14. For Whom the Bell Trolls is episode 9.
Okay. Which well, I we're believe looking is for 31 here.
I believe is that Tickle Sneezer? I feel like
that's
Tickle
Sneezer.
Sneezer.
Yeah. It is.
All right, episode 31. What did I guess? Cleanup Club. Oh no, that is. That's a good one. That is Calamity Kimberly.
Oh.
That's where everything keeps going wrong for her. Cleanup Club is episode 37, so I was in the right kind of area.
What's the parade one? I don't remember the name of it.
I don't know,
so maybe you can find it. Maybe it'll jog your memory when you see
it. I believe that is the Spitflower, because I think that was the name of the monster who spit the flowers.
That would make sense.
And that is episode 24.
Oh, I was off by a week.
Yep. Written by Peggy Nichol. Just one.
Oh, just the one.
It's directed by David Blythe. The names I have not heard or thought about in quite some time. Anyway, that's that. So do you want to go? We're not watching that episode today. That would be preposterous to do.
Yeah.
So let's go watch Thunderstorm Part 1.
Dino Thunder power up. we're back. And we just watched Thunderstorm Part 1.
We did.
I did not expect it. I don't know what I did expect, but this wasn't it.
I have no idea also what I expected, but I was delighted pretty much the whole time by a lot of stuff.
I feel like the tone I had when I just said that sounded bad, but it's not. It's good. It was good.
Hey, JakeandJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there, listen to old episodes up through Time Force, including the bonus episodes, such as if you want to hear us talk about The Scorpion King 2, Back in the Habit. I forget what the subtitle of Scorpion King 2 is. It's like Rise of a Warrior, maybe.
It's not just like Scorpion King Returns.
I mean, I have them right there. I could look. It's right there. I have all five Scorpions King right there in a collector's set. And then they have the gall to try to reboot it. Just make Scorpion King 6, you cowards.
No. No, they need to start over. They need to start fresh and really rewrite the lore of the Scorpion King.
The lore of the Scorpion King is that 3 and 4 you don't need to worry about, and the rest of them are good. Like, 3's bad. 3, I think, is kind of a bad movie. But 4 is them trying... It's the same, like, Scorpion King, so it's, like, connected in that way. And it's them trying to, like, get back to it, but it's also still kind of dumb. It's doing its best. 5, Scorpion King 5, fucking rules. Y'all, Scorpion King 5 is the second best Scorpion King movie after the first one because they had a lot of real money, so they could do...
Right, before it was straight to DVD.
Yeah, they... and then Scorpion King 2, starring Lucas from Time Force, is doing its best. Like, it's a pretty
solid... It's not
solid,
bad. There's good stuff in there.
There's a lot of good stuff in there, including Randy Couture turning into a giant scorpion. He's the... See, the trick is that he's the Scorpion King in that movie and not Matthias.
Right. Forgot Randy Couture was in that.
Yeah, he's Sargon. God, I know too much about the Scorpion King mythology.
You're deep. You're deep in that paint.
Too deep in the hole on Scorpion. Too deep in the Scorpion hole. Got little stings all over my legs. There. Okay, there's also an archive feed. It's got all the first 10 seasons of our show on there. There's two classic feeds. There's a whole bunch of ways to listen to us. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on Apple Fry Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Podknife and Podbay and Podbay B and Stitcher and all your favorites like that. And like Podstorm. Batten down the hatches. It's a Podstorm coming. That's it. That's the whole thing.
Just make sure your hatches are battened down.
If they're not battened, you're gonna have a rough time when this podstorm rolls through.
they will be open and the winds will you'll be very not aerodynamic.
No, they're gonna flap.
And the wind will, they'll get into the hatches and just like lift
your whole house gonna fly away on your unbattened hatches.
Yeah, so close your bulkhead is what we're saying here.
Your whole house gonna flap like mine does when it's a little too windy. you can leave us a rating and review in any of those places. We're also on Patreon. Patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh for as little as $1 a month. You can support the show, and we really appreciate it. And you also can listen to early episodes and bonus episodes like us talk about 3 episodes of Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a good fun time, if not a stupid time.
It was time. Times were had by all.
I think they were. So I laughed a lot, both recording and editing.
It was a fun time.
The jokes were so good, I laughed again editing. But that's not really a ringing endorsement because I feel like I am my target market for jokes. So,
well, yeah, if you're not telling jokes to make yourself laugh, what the hell
are
you even doing
point?
Here?
But yeah, batten your hatches and kick the get out of here. This is a Monday episode. Do you want to just talk about Thunderstorm? Like the song, like the AC/DC song?
The thong is Thunderstruck, and that's the name of the finale. Thank you. yeah, we could talk about Thunderstorm, though.
Okay, I didn't watch Thunderstruck. That would be preposterous.
You've had to skip most of the disc.
I know. Go right to the end of the disc. What? It's all in the same disc, so that would be nice, at least. We start off at a construction site, and they're not wearing proper foot protection.
I did not look at their feet, you weirdo.
That's a quote from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie that I think about almost every day of my life. You know when Bulk and Skull parachute in and they're like, oh, we're actually foremen. We're not just some punks who accidentally parachuted here. We're foremen. And I start yelling at them, and Bulk goes, and that guy's not wearing proper foot protection. And I just think about that whenever I see a construction worker now.
I have no recollection of Bulk or Skull parachuting at
all.
You don't
remember? No, well, because everyone's skydiving in the first part. Remember?
Are you sure this isn't Extreme Heist?
No, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie.
I think this is Wicked Game.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Higher Ground is playing, and they parachute, and I believe, and it's been a while since I've watched this movie, but I believe they parachute into rollerblading. Or maybe they rollerblade to go parachute? I feel like
they rollerblade out of a plane?
Yeah, no, but there's rollerblading too. Maybe that's a different scene. Anyway, they parachute, and Bulk and Skull are too scared, and then they're like, you guys gotta jump, we're running out of fuel, which is weird. You should land at that point. But they make them jump, and they land on the construction site where the Ivan Ooze egg comes up.
Yeah.
It's a cinema classic, Josh. We watched it on the show.
Does not Extreme Heist, though, also open with the skydiving?
Well, yes, because Power Rangers knows where its bread gets buttered, my man, and it's jumping out of a little plane.
Extreme Heist is a canon Power Rangers movie.
It is. So anyway, the construction guys are looking for a problem, but they can't find the problem.
Have they asked Vanilla Ice?
No.
Yo, he'll solve it.
Yeah, well, see, what they did is they left before they could check out the hook while the DJ revolves it, I think is their big problem. So they just leave, and then the ground cracks open right immediately, and then Lothor crawls out, and he's like, after 10,000 years, I'm free.
He just comes out.
He's just in the ground.
There's still construction workers here. Like, they're still around.
Some guy's getting his lunchbox in the background, and they're like, oh, there's a guy just came out of the ground.
An evil luchador just came out of a hole in the ground.
That's probably fine, I bet.
Oh, Mondays.
So he's like, ah. And then we cut to cyberspace, and in comes, who's that? That's right. It's motocross superstar Blake Bradley. He comes in to the cyberspace bar, which is just like a hangout for kids, but I guess it's also the only place to get a nice milkshake in town.
Yeah, he checked the Yelp reviews, and they were pretty good for milkshakes.
I have one kind of logistical qualm with this, excuse me, episode.
Now.
I did. Well, look.
Look who's burping now.
Oh, starring Rosie O'Donnell, aka Gengar.
That tweet, which is just for anyone who hasn't seen it on my Twitter, is just a picture of Gengar next to a picture of Rosie O'Donnell, so I can prove that I'm right about this.
And, well, the wildest thing is that if you don't listen to a combination of our shows.
You've never heard me say this if you don't listen to anything that we do.
Yeah,
not hearing this right now.
Like, if you're only from Cool Kids Table, they have no idea why you did this.
Because I'm right. Look, and also,
some points.
That tweet has been sitting in my drafts folder for a month. And I've just been like, do I send it? I was like, do I just Do I just post a picture of my drafts and see if people see it and go, hey, wait a minute? Or do I just post it? And I just posted it this morning right before we started recording.
Well, look, I don't think you're wrong seeing them side by side is the thing.
It's the eyes. They have the same eyes.
Anyway, I don't know why we're talking about this. Blake comes into cyberspace to get some sort of refreshment. And Kira sees him, and she's like, her and Trent are there studying, and she's like, hey, who is that guy? And Trent's like, it's a guy in a hat, I don't know. And she's like, doesn't he look familiar? And this is good because she did see him before when they watched the video, but that was like 26 episodes ago.
Right.
So it's been a minute. And he's like, I don't know, just go, if he looks familiar, go ask him. And she's like, I'm not going to just like ask him. And he's like,
what? What does Trent want her to ask him? Does he want her to go up to him and be like, hey, do you look familiar?
I think he wants her to ask him exactly what she does end up asking him. Because he's like, if you're not going to ask him, can we get back to studying? And she's like, yeah. And then like 1 second later, he's like, it's bugging you, isn't it? And she's like, yeah, I know I've seen him before. And he's like, well, then just go ask. So she gets up And she walks up to him and she's like, hey, do we know each other? And y'all, let me, I just want to pause the episode real quick. Do you remember how Blake and Tori kind of had this thing, but they had no chemistry together?
Oh, how exactly like how Kira and Trent do?
Exactly like how Kira and Trent do. You know who Blake does have buckets of chemistry with? Kira. It is adorable. They are flirting hard. They don't even realize it. That's how well they fit together.
It's like second nature to them.
It's just like driving a motorcycle or a Zord. I tried to say Zord and I said motorcycle instead. Motorcycles are much harder. You can't just hop on one of those babies, I don't think.
No.
So she's like, Do I know you from somewhere? And he's like, I don't know. Do you watch a lot of motocross? And she's like, nope, that's not it. And he's like, well, I don't know what to tell you then. And so they just kind of like talk back and forth for a second. And he's like, yeah, so I'm a motocrosser. That's what I do. And she's like, oh, so you are.
That's he's also okay. Like signing autographs for people.
Oh, yeah. Somebody comes up but with like a little autograph thing. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll sign that. And she's like, oh, so you're famous for driving motorcycles. He's like, yeah, pretty much that. Yeah. And then there's his friend, Jesse. Don't worry about Jesse. No one cares about Jesse. Jesse's going to help Blake play foosball, kind of, and that's all Jesse's going to do today. And we don't need to worry about him.
He gives the pass out. He gives the pass to Kira.
Oh, that's true. And so they're, like, talking while, you know, trying to, like, figure out how they know each other. He's like, oh, well, the Nationals are being held at the Reefside Motocross Park or whatever it is. You should come. And she's like, he's like, I'll get you some passes. And she's like, you just do that? And he's like, well, part of being a motocrosser is like spreading the word of our sport. So like if there's a chance I can get someone to come that never would have otherwise, like I'm going to do that. And she's like, oh, okay, that's cool. Is this when he also like asks her out? Like, or he doesn't, but she's like, are you asking me out?
The act of being like, come watch me at my race show is like... She interprets that as like, are you asking me out? And he's like, no.
But the way she says it is like, are you asking me out? And he's like, yeah, no. She's really like, okay, because yes. She's like, yeah, no, I'll go.
And Trent is like right behind her, just like death staring at the situation.
I read it a different way. I read it as Trent being like, good for her. Because like, he does not seem to mind one way or the other.
No, he's got... His dad is an evil dinosaur man, so he's got like a lot on his plate right now.
A lot on his mind. Yeah, but so then Jesse hands the passes. And she's like, cool. And then we cut from there to the woods where a bunch of ninjas are running. And they like stop. And then three ninjas land. And it's not the three ninjas you're thinking of. It's not Rocky, Tum Tum, and Colt.
Damn.
The three ninjas that everybody knows. Did you know that Mullet Kid was a three ninja?
Yeah, he's... I think he plays...
He's Colt in
like the third one.
No, it's the last, not the third, the Magic the Mountain, one. Dragon yeah. Mountain, the one with
Hulk
Hogan
in it.
Hulk
Hogan
in it,
yeah. Yeah, that, did I ever tell you about how Three Ninjas did me dirty? I think I've said this on the podcast
before.
Well,
I know
before.
The story, but let's just, yeah, just a refresher for people who maybe don't remember.
When I was like, I don't know, probably in my early 20s, I was just like, hey, man, remember that Three Ninjas movie, talking to myself, because I was like at an FYE, and I was like, I just want to buy something.
Yeah.
Buy DVDs and stuff. I'm going to look for that Three Ninjas movie, because it's got to be around. And I was like, Three Ninjas Trilogy. And I was like, yes. Oh, that's great. And I bought it. And it's episode. It's not episodes. It's movies. 2, 3, and 4. And I had to order Three Ninjas, the first movie,
Solo.
On eBay.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have the first movie, but they did have the trilogy, which is the last three movies.
When I think I want three Ninjas movies in a pack, I always think I want Three Ninjas Knuckle Up, I want Three Ninjas Kick Back, and I want High Noon at Mega Mountain.
Yeah.
I don't want to see the origin of Three Ninjas. I don't care how Three Ninjas became Three Ninjas. That doesn't matter to me.
Who is your favorite Three Ninja?
It's Colt.
Everybody's favorite is Colt.
He's the best one.
Could you imagine if Mullet Kid played Rocky in Power Rangers and Three Ninjas?
And played Rocky. That would be wild.
So close.
To fulfill his destiny. that would be weird. Hey, if anybody says your favorite is Tum Tum, why?
Why do you like Tum Tum?
Why do you like Tum Tum?
Is it because he was the littlest one and you were also like the youngest brother?
Yeah, it's because you're a kid brother, probably. He also like he was like the funny one. He was like the Mikey of the three ninjas. Yeah. But like in a way that I don't find as charming. Though to be fair, I haven't watched Three Ninjas in a while.
It's been a long time. I own all four movies, and I don't think I've watched those DVDs I own even one time.
Well, no, you have a habit of doing that.
They might still be wrapped.
I mean, I can't really say anything. I have some movies that I also have not watched. I bought Mad Max Fury Road on Black Friday for $5. I think in 2017, maybe 2018. It was plural years ago. I have not watched it yet. It's right there. I just never got around to it. Anyway.
So it's not them. Is what
so it's not those three ninjas. It's it's our favorite three ninjas, Dustin, Tori, and Shane, whose name I did forget until Tori says it in a minute, and that's on me. That's my fault, Shane.
I could not, because we saw Blake, yeah. Right? Could not remember Hunter's name for the life of me for 90% of this episode. I was like, who the hell is his brother?
What's his brother's name? Do you think maybe that what Kira, when she heard him say like, hey, I'd like a milkshake or whatever, she's like, is that the voice of the Blue Ranger from Abba Ranger? Do you think that's where she thinks she knows it from, and not that he's another Power Ranger, just that he did a little voice acting on the side?
He sounds familiar, so he must look familiar, too.
I bet that's the same. They start fighting, they take their masks off, and they start fighting all the ninja trainees, and they just, they're not really training them so much as whipping their asses.
They just beat the crap out of them like they're Kelzaks.
They just whip. Oh, they're like Shane does his little like his air burst. Tori shoots a fire hose at them.
Yeah, they do all their ninja magic at them, which I don't think is fair because it doesn't seem like they either have it or are allowed to use it.
They haven't. They haven't certainly mastered it at the very least, because they are surprised by each one, including Dustin's, where he does the like go in the ground and pop up somewhere else. I thought that was going to be the trick, but no, he also does like. Shoot a ray of earth at them.
It's like lava. He blasts them with like a lava beam.
So that's dangerous, Dustin.
They're students.
They're your students. So afterwards, Shane's like, I want you to think about what you did. How, if you're actually dedicated to being a ninja. Also, when they're like, how did that go? Shane's like, how'd that go? Dustin's like, we kicked their asses. What up? He was so psyched about it. And Tori's like, he was asking the students. Dustin. And I was like, I miss them. Not Shane as much.
Is Dustin Tum Tum? I think the colors line up so that Dustin would be Tum Tum, Shane would be Rocky, and
Tori is Colt.
God, I almost called her Sally. That's her real
name. That's her real name. Colt. Calling Kira Emma for a whole episode a couple back. I think Rocky was actually green, though.
That could be. It could be a Mandela effect of me crossing Rocky the Red Power Ranger with Rocky the Three Ninja. So then Cam is Rocky.
Yeah, so Cam would be Rocky. And then technically Dustin is Tum Tum, but I think Tum Tum was orange, if I remember correctly.
It could be. So Tum Tum splits into Shane and Dustin.
Shane and Dustin, yes. And that's how you make a Three Ninja. But you gotta do the cooking by the book. They're walking away. The students go sulk because they just got beat up. They didn't get taught anything. They just got beat up by their teachers.
Yeah.
And then Tori's like, wow, Shane, you sound like Sensei there. And this is when I remember that Shane's name was Shane. And it wasn't really remembered. I was told it again.
Well, it's a good thing they decided to actually say their names here.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they just don't do that.
Yeah. You know, especially this season, you know, they just like there's two new things that we've seen in this episode that don't get names. That's not I guess we're not going to worry about that. But so then he's like, yeah, speaking of Sensei, where is he? And she's like, I don't know, because he was supposed to apparently be here. But then they see a note just kind of hanging from the trees. And it says, Shane, Dustin and Tori come to the big mountain. You know, the one at sunset. To talk to me, Sensei, about a thing. Don't tell anybody, it's a secret. Just come on up. And like, okay. So we come from there to Haley and Tommy, and they're trying to figure out a computer problem. It turns out that according to Haley's scans, there's a bunch of evil just radiating all over California.
Yeah, it's so much. Here's a whole map of California, and as you can see, the evil is covering the entire state.
The whole thing, from San Diego all the way up to whatever's up at the top of California. Nobody really knows. Nobody's sure what's up there.
Washington.
Napa? Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing. Is at least the evil respects state lines, because it does not cross into Nevada.
No.
It does
not. At one point, she's going to be like, see, it's radiating out from this spot. And the the image actually shows the movement going, like, in toward that spot.
I was hoping Tommy would be like, well, that's just Hollywood then. Got him.
It just looks into the camera.
Womp, womp. So we cut over to the mountain. It's not sunset. I would say it's noon, but, you know, it's fine. Sensei looks, like, serious. They walk up. They're like, Sensei, what's going on? They're like, it's really, really bad. Lothar's back. And they're like, no, he was in the abyss of evil. He cannot be back. And he's like, yeah, but he is. Like, that's what's going on. And they're like, how are we going to fight him without our powers? And I was like, did you not learn the lesson from the last episode of Ninja Storm? Okay. And he's like, well, here's the thing is I had Cam make these new morphers, and I was really hoping you never have to use them, but here are your new wind morphers so you can fight Lothar again. So they put the morphers on, and then they get, like, zapped with lightning. And then Sensei's like, how's it feel? And they're like, Shane's like,
and now
it feels
Now he's starting to, like, smirk and be like, dude, he's like, slipping a little bit into the Lothar voice, too.
It's really, like, good.
Yeah.
Because he's like, psych, I'm Lothar.
It took them another season to play off of how they're the same actor.
Well, because the problem is that the whole time one of them was a guinea pig.
It's hard to do a body swap when one of them is a guinea pig. Yes.
But he, like, totally tricks him. It was really good. And then they're like, how's it feel? And Shane's like, it feels great to be evil. I'm doing my Batman voice.
It feels so good.
And then Tori's like, we're going to destroy the city. And then Dustin's like, and then the world. Or maybe it goes the other way. Maybe Shane's like, I want to destroy the city. And then she's like, and the country. And then Dustin's like, and the world. It's something like that. Evil Tori, though. What's up, girl? We cut. They're laughing about how, like, they're evil now, or at least Lothar is, because he, like, does, like, a ninja quick change back into Lothar. And then we kind of, like, go over the cliff, and Sensei's just tied up. On some hay, off the edge.
He put him in, like, a bird's nest off the edge.
And he's like, God, that'll teach him. We cut back to the Ninja Academy. Cam's, like, kind of walking away, and he's looking, like, worried. And then Mara and Capri come up, and for a second, I was like, what's Cassidy? Oh, right. Never mind. That's not Cassidy. And they're like, what's up, cousin? How's it going? And he's like, like, don't you have ninja homework to do? And they're like, yeah, it was super easy. We already finished it. And he's like, okay, cool. And she's like, you can tell us anything. We're a family. And he's like, yeah, all right. Ever since Dad was a guinea pig, now I'm just worried. And, like, I like to know where he is. And he's been gone for a while. And they're like, oh, that's a bummer. I forget what else. He's like, all right, you go back to training. I'm going to go try to find him. And they say something about how he's going to get worry lines or something. And I'm like, they're fun. I miss them. And then we cut to Cassidy and Devin, which I feel like is a choice to make.
Yeah.
That's Power Rangers, like, looking at the camera and winking, and, like, so
yeah,
we get
it's
it.
Definitely,
yeah.
Like, hey, do you get it? Do you see what we did?
And I was like, okay, I see. And so then Cassie and Devin are going to the motocross thing to interview Blake Bradley, the number one hottest motocross guy there is right now.
Eat your heart out. Eat your Corey heart out.
Travis Pastrami. He was definitely motocross.
Corey Hart's the only one I could tell you.
We have this same conversation every time it comes up. So the last episode that went up, did you put 522 up?
No, I okay, will after this.
You should do that.
I didn't get your text message until it was too late. Okay. And then I forgot after that. So I
named it the secret slime phrase is being Danny Tamborelli, because we talked about figure it out. Yeah. And I typed in, so when I go to, like, find the file, because I export to iTunes, so I gotta, like, find the file, I usually just type in the number of it and then Morphin Grid. But I was like, I know that Danny Tamborelli's in it. That's, I haven't said that anywhere else. So I just typed in Danny Tamborelli into my Finder window. And there was another episode. It was in Ninja Storm where we talked about Danny Tamborelli. It's not the title, thank God. But in it, the phrase being Danny Tamborelli is just in the description of the episode. And I was like, did we lap ourselves that quickly? That was last season.
Jake, we only have one joke.
We only have the one joke. And unfortunately, it's about being Danny Tamborelli. Anyway, so they can't get in. They're not on the list. And they see Kira, Ethan, and Connor. And they're like, what about them?
They're not on the list. But Cassidy does say, we have press passes.
Yeah.
So that should get you in. That's a pass, right?
Yeah, like, I feel like.
Do they just have a generic press pass that's like, this is for an event like 6 years ago, but it usually if you just flash it, they'll let you through?
It says press on it. People usually don't, you know. But she like works for the real news. This is like for like the actual real news. Because she says like Mr. Cormier said we need to get, that's the editor, like we need to get like edgier stories.
And what's like, edgier than motocross? This nothing. Is as edgy as it gets.
Nothing, baby. But like, they should be on the list as actual press if they work for a TV network, like a real one.
Yeah, this is on, what's his name? The TV head there, the J. Jonah guy.
J. Jonah James. Mr. Cormier.
Is it Mr. Cormier's fault for not calling ahead and setting this up?
Yeah, so
he seems like he's bad at running a TV station.
He does. And they're like, so well, why are they here? And he's the guy with the list is like, well, they're on the list. And then we kind of go in. They're just like, oh, the race is starting. So I go to check it out. And there's like, Blake's putting his thing on. People are putting their goggles on. They're getting ready to race. And then they go, and Blake just absolutely destroys everybody else. And the Rangers are so psyched. They're having a ton of fun, which is really nice. And this is the point where I was like, hey, they're just like hanging out. This is nice. They're just watching motocross, like that, you know, like having a fun time. So then we come back to Cam. He's going to look for everybody. He's like, Dad, Connor, or not Connor. He doesn't know Connor. He doesn't know who that is. Shane, all the other guys. And then he sees the note, but it's been torn. But under it, there is a clue, and it's some Ivan Ooze gack.
It is the purple gack.
From Ivan Ooze. And I was like, oh, dang, is Ivan Ooze the Abyss of Evil? Do you think?
Yeah, just when he's defeated, he just turns into the Abyss of Evil.
Yeah,
You go in there and you get all oozy.
I know he got hit by a comet after being kneed in the nuts, but he maybe he exploded into the Abyss of Evil.
Was he, am I remembering this right, he was kneed in the nuts by the Megazord?
The
is
Megazord
that
has an emergency knee him in the nuts button. Okay. Aisha broke glass in case of got a knee in the nuts. And then she hit the button, and all the button does is lift the leg real quick into the crotchal nuts. Section of your opponent. And turns out, much like Wolfman, Ivan Ooze has nards.
It's very effective.
And then he gets hit by a comet and blows up, but apparently he somehow finds his way back to Blue Bay Harbor because he's on the ground now. Cam immediately figures out what's going on. He's like, oh, God, the school. So he starts running back. We cut back to the school. There's like a big explosion, and then Lothar and two like carnival kind of monsters show up, and they're like all of the students like ready up with their like practice swords, but then Mara and Capri, who are like visibly worried, like step in front of them, and yeah,
when Lothar first shows up and like blasts the place, they see Lothar and they like run off to hide. But then when everyone else squares up, they like step out in front,
yeah,
which is very good. They don't really do anything about
no,
it.
No,
but it's a good moment.
Yeah. And so then they come up and they're like, I thought you were, he's like, gone. You thought wrong. Cause I'm back and I'm in a mood.
He says, I'm back in black.
Bow, bow out.
Tommy's already been back in black.
You
Lothar.
Can't do it twice. Luther.
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 Attaboy, Luther.
And so then the Ninja Rangers show up. Like, they rocket in and land in superhero poses, and everyone's like, oh, hell yeah, the Ninja Rangers are here. Our teachers are here. They're going to kick your asses, Lothar. And Mara and Capri run up to them and be like, oh, thank God you're here. But they just, like, they're like, Lothar's back. And Shane's like, I know, it's great.
I know, doesn't that kick ass?
It's so cool. Shane, evil Shane is boring. Evil Dustin is like kind of nothing. Evil Tori, killing it. But evil Shane just decided, like, I'm going to do a Batman voice, even though I'm not sure Batman Begins has come out yet. Because I feel like that was like 2005.
hang on. What year was this, did I say?
This is
2004.
This is 2004.
All right, hang on. Let me look up. Batman Begins. I was out of high school for that. I know I was.
So that's 2005 then. It feels like a 2005 movie.
2005 film, yes.
Boom. Got it. Crushed it. So what I'm thinking then is that
Christian Bale watched this episode and he was like, that's the voice.
He also did this voice last year in the Evil Universe when, like, everybody was when Tori went to the other universe where everyone was evil and the bad guys were good. He did the same voice. So I think Christian Bale, super big Power Rangers fan.
Loves Shane
the most. Confirmed. That's 100. You can put that on Snopes. It's confirmed.
You can put that in Wikipedia.
Because no one's watching the doors, I guess.
Because no one will check.
He's like, yeah, it's great. And then they're like, what? And then they morph, and then they just beat the shit out of the students some more. But this time with weapons.
Yeah.
They pull out their swords. They use all their blasters. Except for, I don't think Dustin uses his.
He uses his hammer.
Does he use his hammer? Okay. I didn't see. But Tori uses hers to, like, break the eardrums of, like, six guys at point blank range. The two, like, carnival monsters who will not get a name at all.
When they're up on the stage and he's first talking to Mara and Capri, they're like, who are they? And he's just like, just some fine folks I met down in the Abyss of Evil. They don't talk or say anything. But and he says, but they fight like the Dickens.
Like the Dickens.
Because he's my grandma. Lothar's just my grandma. Add him to the list of people that are like my grandma.
It's Link's grandma. And Lothar now.
The Witch of the Waste.
The Witch of the Waste, yeah.
And Lothar.
So, after the students get thoroughly whipped for the second time today by their teachers, they get put in an I Dream a Genie bottle?
Yeah, he balls them up. I don't know why he didn't just do that. Like, did they have to? Is it like catching a Pokemon?
Yeah, you got to weaken them.
They had to be weakened.
You got to put, depending on what kind of bottle you use, it's.
Or was he just like, I just want to hurt him first.
He's like, you beat him up first.
You don't have to. I could just catch him at any time, but just like, just really lay into him for a minute.
So they do that. And then they're like Mara and Capri are like trying to run and hide because they see like this is, and they're, so they're just trying to like get away. And then eventually everyone's caught and they're like, hey, you're next in the bottle. And they're like, but we're family. And then Lothar says, only by marriage. Yes, thank you. Thank you for confirmation.
He married their aunt and then killed her?
Their aunt
or uncle.
I guess.
It's the only thing that makes sense because his only brother, as far as we know, is Sensei.
Yeah.
And they're not his kids.
Nope. So.
So.
I guess, yeah. I guess he married their aunt or uncle.
So Lothar is either a widower. Or a murderer.
Well,
his wife just doesn't participate in the evil ninja stuff.
No, she's back on, like, you know, like some evil ninja planet somewhere. Maybe she doesn't even know. She's like, when is he coming back? Is he just going to take the girls for the summer and then never came back? So that's weird.
But it's just their aunt. So is it like a Fresh Prince situation where they were sent to live with their aunt and Lothar?
Sending you to live with your auntie and Lothar in Bel Air, yeah.
Evil Ninja Bel Air. Evil Space Ninja Bel Air.
Hey there, Ninja Boys. So, okay, so they're like, yes, but we're like ninjas now and we're totally kick ass. And I take umbrage with this because we have seen them kick ass before.
We saw that they kicked ass one time in a flashback last season.
They also, there was the fight between the two of them and Tori trying to get the little turtle thing. Like they went ham during that. They've been good.
They have been good at least two times.
At least twice.
But they did say their ninja homework was very easy.
So maybe they're really good at it. They're just like playing. I actually think they're playing dumb a little bit because if you recall, that was like the whole trick of last season.
That was the whole stick last time. And then they got really cool right at the end. And now they're just dumb again.
Now they're just dumb again. Now they don't have any evil responsibilities.
I thought they were sneaking out and they were going to like get away. And
that's
they
what
were
I was
gonna
hoping.
Go and like somehow find the current Power Rangers team and be like, hey, you need to kill our uncle, please.
That's what I was hoping. But nope, they just get turned back into their old outfits.
Yeah. Does Lothar rip their ninja clothes off?
I think so. It kind of happens off screen, like it's in between cuts, and then all of a sudden they're just in their old, like, I'm a bug and I'm a snake, I guess.
Yeah, I'm a moblin.
Yeah, she's a mob. Yeah, yeah. So he's like, fine, you're back on the team, but you make one mistake and you're out or whatever. And they're like, totally cool.
Yeah, one mistake and you're in the bottle.
You're in the bottle. And they're like, totes. Oh, cool. We cut to... Or no, before they leave, they're like, what about Cam? And Lothar's like, well, let Cam find us. Like, and then it'll be bad. And then Tori's like, yeah, it won't be pretty. And I was like, dang, evil Tori is doing it for me. So we cut from there to the lab. And Tommy's like, Haley, you've been doing this for a very long time. It seems you should go home. You should get some rest. And she's
you've been looking at that same picture of California like for 12 hours now.
And she's like, All of the evil is coming from Blue Bay Harbor, and that's where the old Ninja Rangers were. And they talk about them for a second, and she's
Tommy's the one that locates it, because she says, like, it's coming from here, and she just points to the map. And then Tommy's the one that's like, that's Blue Bay Harbor. That's where the Ranger Ninja School is.
And they're like, they discontinued the Ranger program. Yeah.
Haley's like, I've been in contact with Cam Watanabe, and they ended the Ranger program after they killed Lothar.
which here's the thing about the Power Ranger program is that it's not like an honors class where if you're really good at ninja, you get to be Power Ranger. You have to be prophesied by a scroll.
There's only three of them.
It's not really a program. And then also, if you'll recall, Lothar stole their powers before he got magic blasted into a pit.
He got banged into the into the pit of despair or whatever it was.
Until the temple guards came up and grabbed him. He did not have any penance of life left. So they're like... Okay, I hope
that makes a lot of sense. That if he took their powers, of course he had like morphers that he could, and being in the pit of evil.
Yeah, he's just been turning their morphers into evil morphers for 38 weeks or whatever, or 30.
Yeah, that
plus
makes sense because I was thinking like, how did he make those? I don't really care. We're getting a very cool crossover story that's like never been done before, so I'm fine with him just having them. But he did actually just have them.
Yeah, he just had them. So Tommy's like, well, I hope you still have Cam's number. Cut to Cam. He pulls out like a hit clip, and he's like, I need to see you.
Yeah, he's like, it's happened. We should meet. And I thought he was calling Haley.
I thought so, too, because we just talked about that. But then they freaked us on the okey-doke because he's walking down an alleyway. And then Hunter ninja teleports in with a backpack, and it's just kind of weird.
Yeah.
Why does Hunter, a teacher, have a backpack? It looks weird.
It's where he keeps all his teacher books.
It's like they were like, hey, you know, what was Hunter's signature thing? I don't know. Was it a backpack? Yeah, I think so. Give him a backpack.
No, it was also motocross.
Well, he doesn't do that anymore. He's a teacher now.
Oh, and rapping.
He did also
as well.
Rap. Yeah.
So I guess he could have came in with like a mic, and then as he landed, just drop it. Be like, man, you pulled me out of a sick set. I hope this is good. I was roasting a fool.
I'm not the Moto Bros anymore. I'm the Moto Bro. Just one.
Blake's out.
My brother's doing actual motocross stuff. Hunter's there, and he's like, hey, good to see you. And they're like, yeah. Hope we never had to use these. Like, yeah, well, we do. And then we cut from there to the track, and the Rangers are walking with Blake, and they're like, that was super... Well, okay, Kira's walking with Blake. Connor and Ethan are a pace behind them.
Yeah, yeah.
And
they get it.
They get it. They're bros. they can read the room. They're like, yeah, also, you and Trent, there's nothing going on there. So.
I do want to point out that she was hanging out and studying with Trent when she met Blake and got the passes and did not invite Trent to come with her. Or he said no.
Yeah, maybe
he's like,
it's
I
that.
Can't. Oh, it's today at noon. Sorry, I can't move brooding back in my schedule.
Yeah, no,
anymore.
I got. Yeah, I'm all booked up. I'm worried about my dad later. I can't also look at motorcycles.
I already bumped it to study English or whatever.
I feel a little bad for Trent, but also he did not seem like he cared one way or the other. He was go get it, girl. Like, whatever. Like, go talk to that boy if you think he's cute. They thank Blake for hooking them up with the passes. He's like, yeah, no problem. It was, I'm glad to have you out. Hey, do you want to go get something to eat? This seems like a weird thing to just, like, spring on regular people you bumped into, but if one of them's a cute girl.
That's the thing. He's like, I already did the thing where I ask you on a date, but, like, it's a joke to see what you say. and you seemed into it, so, like, we'll all hang out, and then from there, maybe just we'll hang out.
And then we can split off from them, and then... You know,
and we'll get milkshake. We'll get one milkshake with two straws in it.
Hell yeah. The dream. And before they can say yes or no, he gets beeped. And he's like, oh, never mind. Actually, my hit clip said I got to go. And they're like, yeah, okay. And so he leaves and they're like, that was weird. And they're like, yeah, that's suspicious. What's that about? And then they get beat by their communicators. And they're like, oh, I guess we got to go too. And they don't put two and two together at all.
This episode is very cleverly written.
I think it really works because we all know that everyone's power. Also earlier when like they've been doing it a lot this season where like they will tell us a thing and then they'll be like, oh, What if it's the opposite? Like when Trent like beat the White Ranger and then came out and they're like, is it Trent? And we're like, yeah, we just watched it.
You just told us it was.
They do the same thing in this episode when we see the Rangers get turned evil and they show up and all the kids are like, yeah, the Rangers are here. And then, but then they're evil and we know that. But it seemed like it was done in a way that was like good and not them trying to trick us specifically. It was just dramatic irony.
It
and
was
not
actual
like,
dramatic irony and not like we forgot we showed you this already.
Yeah. So, but, like, then, like, this is the first time we've seen a crossover between Power Rangers who, like, don't know the other are Power Rangers at all.
Yeah.
Which is good. So, they go to the lab, and there's evil Power Rangers walking down the street with the two Carnival monsters. I don't know their names, and they just look like...
I don't think they get names.
They look like Carnival, like, mascots. Like, have you ever seen anything for, like, down in Brazil? Like, Carnival, it's, like, this huge... parade festival and like there's like people with like costumes and stuff and it's really fun looking and these two look like they would just be there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the most noise they make is like an evil chuckle.
They do some evil chuckle grunts. Yeah, like and that's about it. But Tori's like, oh, evil, not Tori, now I did it. Kira is like, evil Rangers, how's that possible? And before I could be like, Kira.
Yeah. So the camera is like, it's Kira and Connor, I think. Maybe it's Ethan. I'm not exactly sure. And then as soon as she's like, evil Power Rangers, how is that possible? The camera pulls out and there's Tommy and Trent.
And before Tommy, before they can just point at Trent, or before Tommy can be like, how many times do we have to go over this? Trent saves the day. And goes, yeah, I thought we were the only Rangers left. And I was like, oh, thank God that you pulled that out because we've done evil. He only got fixed fully last episode.
Yeah.
And also, Tommy has told you so many times that the first thing that happened to him was he was an evil Power Ranger. but it's mostly a numbers situation because they're like, I thought we were the only Rangers left. And that's a callback to when they were like, we got to go save Tommy. Let's get some other Rangers. And. Haley's like, they're either all busy or there's no, like...
Or there aren't, yeah.
You're the ones with the grid connection right now. They're like, yeah, and then Haley explains, like, Lothar popped out of the abyss of evil, and then I guess he turned them evil. Like, she just explains, basically, to catch them up real quick. And they're like, alright, well, let's go. And Tommy's like, yeah, you go fight them. Trent, don't. You stay here, because this... And this is actually, I like this reasoning. It's not just, Trent, you're not in the footage, you stay here. it's Trent, this seems like something that Lothar would take advantage of, so you're going to hang back in case Lothar sends a monster somewhere else.
He says Mezagog.
That's what I meant to say twice.
not Luther.
Not Luther. Ah, dang it. Luther's got me delusional. Rangers and Morph, they go confront them. They're like, we're supposed to beat evil, not be evil, I think Ethan says.
Ethan does, yeah.
And then the Rangers are like, shut up. Shane's like, shut up, evil's great. Actually.
Shut up, you nerd. I bet all you do is play video games, you dork.
And he's like, hey. So then they start fighting. And here's a problem I have with it, is that it's Tori fighting Kira and not Tori fighting Ethan.
Yeah, so blue and yellow are mismatched.
They're mixed up, and that's because, like, a girl and a boy fight, like, which we do that all the time. It's not a problem here on Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Why? And this doesn't seem like Sentai footage. It seems like American footage to me. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
I think some of it is Sentai footage, because some of it looks just... Maybe. Just the slightest little bit grainy.
It's getting trickier to tell.
There's one point where Ethan is fighting Dustin on top of, like, a car, and he's, like, either punching or, like, stabbing at him or something, and Dustin keeps doing, like, a back handspring in place.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is from Sentai footage. I don't think that's a trick that they would have pulled in American footage.
There's also something with Kira and Tori. Kira, like, arm drags Tori over, and then Tori, like, the way she lands, she, like horizontally spins back to her feet, that, like, it clearly could not have been, like a human body can't do that because of, you know, gravity and physics and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it had to be like wires probably, and they usually don't do it for, like, this tight of a shot in the American footage. So
yeah, it's just shot different enough. Yeah. And there's, like, some tricks that you just really don't see when they shoot, like, new American footage for it.
Yeah, so maybe it is Sentai footage. But either way, I still feel like Ethan and Tori should have squared up against each other and Kira should have fought Dustin. Mm-hmm. Because, like, Connor still, if they would have all traded, like, Connor still fights Shane. And it's just like, it's like the Red Rangers are special, don't worry, but they get to, you know.
Yeah.
But everybody else, only girls can fight girls right now, I guess. So we do also kind of see Cam and Hunter watching the fight happen. And then Blake, like, ninja teleports in. And Hunter's like, bro. He's like, bro. And they're like, well, we'll catch up later. We have problems right now. And they just see that the Rangers are evil. Like, their friends are evil. And they are fighting new Power Rangers.
First of all, they're just standing on top of a roof watching. It just seems really, you're kind of crappy. They're like, we could help. They are outnumbered, but
they don't have their powers because they also got put in the Invisible. But also,
did they?
Yeah, yeah. They got so they took Cam's Samurai 8-Ball, right? And they used that to take the Thunder Ranger's power and then the Ninja Ranger's power.
Okay.
So they don't have they can't morph either, but, like, they're ninjas.
Right, so they're not in the footage, so they can't go help in the fight.
Exactly.
I guess that's fine. But I thought it was going to be like, look, those Ranger teams are fighting. Well, who's the good guys and who's the bad guys? Because right now, from up here, it's just a bunch of colors smashing together.
But also, there are the two monsters and the Kelzaks fighting with the Ninja Rangers.
That's
so
true.
Like, and that kind of, like, helps.
Immediately the Dino Thunder Rangers are like, we gotta get out of here because we're getting our butts
whooped.
They're
getting whipped. Like, we gotta regroup. So they leave. We come back to the lab, and Tommy's like, all right, you had to dip out, but at least we learned something. And Connor's like, yeah, like, what it's like to have our butts kicked by Power Rangers? And he's like, yes, but also something else that I forgot to write down. I don't remember what the point of his little lesson here was.
I don't know. It was like, we know that they're Power Rangers now, and they're very strong.
We did it. Hooray.
Maybe next time all of us should go fight them.
Yeah, maybe that would have been nice. We cut to Gog Island. Elsa and Mezagog are watching the evil Dino Rangers, and they're like, what the hell is this about? And Mezagog's like, ooh, evil Rangers. This is deliciously ironic. Because last time his evil Ranger got killed, so...
Right.
You know. And then she's like, oh, you know who probably did this? It was Lothar. He's like, yeah, it was definitely Lothar. She's like, that guy sucks. That idiot buffoon. I bet it was him. And he's like, yeah, he's a dumb, stupid buffoon. But also, maybe we can use him. So go get him. And she's like, okay. We cut back to the Power Rangers, the Dino Rangers, at the lab. And Connor's like, he asked a question that I think everybody who doesn't watch Power Rangers asks, which is, why don't they get in their Zords and step on them?
Tommy's got a good answer for it, though.
Yeah, oh, Tommy's got like, the best answer for
he's
it.
He's like, because those are like people that were good this morning.
Yeah, so we don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, so until we know if we can reverse the curse or not, we're not going to just kick them into the sun right now.
Yeah, but like even like Ethan and Kira are like, yeah, let's just get in our Zords and stomp them to death. Like, that's like, we got embarrassed and I'm not okay with that.
Yeah, they're like, I don't want to do the Evil Ranger thing again. We just killed the White Ranger. I'm over this.
And yeah, Tommy's like, they were good, and so we need to figure out what's going on there before you squash them into jelly. They're like, I guess you're right, Tommy.
Yeah, you're old, I guess, and wise, so we'll...
He's basically like, how many times do I need to tell you about the rules? You don't escalate.
Don't escalate unless they do.
So, we cut from there to Lothor's new lair. It's a cave. They're like celebrating. The two carnival monsters are there. The unmorphed Ninja Ranger's there. Martin Capri is there. And they're like, yeah, that was dope. We just whipped the Power Rangers, showed them what's up. And then Lothar's like, I'm actually pretty tired. I'm going to need to take a power nap. So I'm going to go do that. And then Mara and Capri leave?
Yeah, they're like, well, he's going to bed, so we're just going to bounce. We're going to get out of here.
Yeah.
But they bump into Elsa on the way out.
Well, they don't. No, they like go around one pillar, and she comes out a different one. So I feel like they completely miss each other.
Okay, I thought it was like they bump into her and then move around her, but maybe they're going around the pillar.
They just like completely missed her because like they leave and she steps in because there's an occupancy rating, and they are not going to break it. Unlike McDonald's, for example. But she comes in. She's like, "You're gonna need a lot more than a power nap." And Shane's like, right up in her face, or she gets right up in Shane's face, to be honest.
Shane like circles around her and like gets in her ear and is like, how did you get in here? This is a private evil lair.
Yeah, he's like, how'd you get in here? And Dustin's like, this is a private lair. And she like looks at Dustin and is like, I will kill you.
Yeah.
And he backs up a little bit. And then
it's funny because she's not really that threatening compared to three evil Power Rangers
who would
wipe the floor with her, but she's so confident.
Well, here's my favorite part is that she's like, back off right now or I will cut you both to death to the boys. And then Tori like puts her hand on her shoulder and is about to like lay into her. And Lothar's like, well, hold on, Tori. let's not go crazy. We don't need to use you yet, because if you'll recall, Tori has beaten up all the Power Rangers while they were morphed and she wasn't, so clearly she's the most effective one when properly motivated. And I like that Lothar was like, yeah, let's see what happens. Okay, no, Tori's getting involved. All right, we're gonna stop this right here. we don't need to escalate this. So she says like, Lothar wants to meet with you, and Lothar's like, hey, okay, she's the
Mezagog.
I keep doing it. You can't have two big bats in one season. I already watched 40 episodes of Lothar, all right? And so I just got, it's Revertigo. or maybe she doesn't say anything because Lothar's like, she's the messenger. The least we can do is listen to the message.
Yeah, and then I think it shows her smirking because she's about to relay the message. And then I think it cuts.
And then that's the end of the episode. Josh.
Mm-hmm.
I started, what's the best?
You did start. What is the best? I feel like the best is that it's not just... it's a team up episode, but it's not. It's a crossover episode.
Yeah.
Where it's not just Lothar came out of the thing and now 12 Power Rangers need to beat him back into the ground.
Which the last several have been, hey, there's a thing. Let's get just a bunch of Power Rangers here.
And like, obviously, it's going to end that way because you need to have them all lined up with the big colored explosions in the background.
Obviously,
sure.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. But I love that it starts with a like, let them fight Rangers versus Rangers in a way that makes sense. Not just in that like he made these ones evil, but like in a canonical way.
Yeah,
he made them evil with stuff that happened from the last season.
Yeah, like
and it
carries
through.
Sense. Yeah. Yeah. The last crossover episode we had was Reinforcements from the Future. Well, technically it was Forever Red, but aside from that one, it was Reinforcements from the Future, which also started a kind of similar way with Taylor getting pulled over by Eric and Wes and getting a ticket and her not knowing who they were. And then when she found out later, they were mad. And I think it's a really good setup to like put them on opposite sides, but not have them know they're Power Rangers, especially for like the guest stars. Cause like, you can't just bring them in and then be like, you're going to be just as important as you were in your season when you were the stars. But if you're the bad guys, like boom, you got a whole new reason. You can stretch some different muscles for acting. It's good. It's good stuff. I'm actually going to say my best is the chemistry between Kira and Blake.
Okay.
It's cute. It's off the charts in a way that both of them with their respective romantic partners, asterisk, sort, you know, alleged romantic partners, ever had. It was just a fun, it's a fun, cute time, and I can't wait to see where it goes next episode. What is the worst?
Did anything particularly dumb happen?
Not really.
I don't think so. The only thing I can come up with for a worst right now, off the top of my head, from just having watched this, is the two Cirque du Soleil monsters.
Who just are there.
They don't have names. I don't even know if they fought at all, even though they can fight like the Dickens. I don't know if we've seen that.
They shot some, like, blasts, but that's really it.
Yeah,
like,
so I'm not sure why. I don't think we need them to be here. Maybe we will in the second part. For this first part, they seem relatively pointless.
We need something for the Rangers to team up against, but, like, we could have kind of pulled back on them, I think, a little bit. Yeah, maybe that is my word, because the only other thing I can think is when Mara Gabrier...
Wouldn't Lothar be what they have to team up against?
Well, he's not a Sentai thing, so they can't. Zords against him.
They're probably the monsters from the Sentai crossover.
Probably, if I had to guess. But the only other thing I could possibly worst is Mara and Capri being like, "We're tough now," when they've always been, and it's more of the people not realizing that they made Mara and Capri very cool for a little while, and then we're like, "Let's get rid of that." Actually. But I think I'm also going to worst the two carnival monsters because they just, like, I don't know. They're just there. they're just kind of there.
Yeah.
So who's the MVP?
I don't know. It's not Shane. It's Evil Tori, right?
It's evil. It's evil. Like, Tori.
When in doubt, it's Tori.
It's evil Tori. It's not even close. It's evil Tori.
Because even, like, if you go back to in the context of the episode, like, no Rangers really stand out. There's some Kira and Blake stuff, but it doesn't play into anything other than them going to see, like, a motocross.
Yeah, I mean, runner-up would be Blake for me, probably, but, like, it's evil. It's evil, totally.
Yeah, the Dino Rangers get beat up in a fight, so, like, it can't really be them.
No, yeah.
The Thunder Rangers and Cam watch the Dino Rangers get beat up from a rooftop.
They're
so
on, like, a little
really
bridge, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's gotta be Evil Tori.
It's Evil Tori. It's 100% Evil Tori. We don't have to rank this, but I think last season we tried, like, soft ranking the individual parts. We haven't done that this season at all, but do you want to with this one, or do you just want to, like, worry about it next time?
It's up to you. We can just do it next time,
I think. We'll just do it next time. I think, like spoilers, yeah. So far, it's going pretty high, I think.
It's very good so far, unless that second episode really tanks it.
Yeah, which I hope not.
I don't see it happening, because this episode was, like, well-written and well-put together, and it's the same director and same writer in the next one, so I imagine it's going to be pretty cohesive.
Yeah, the other thing I really like about it is that they didn't do that, like, classic Power Rangers team up where it's like, you get one episode, go, go, go. They gave them two episodes to, like, you know, to spread the stuff out. But also, they didn't do that other classic Power Rangers two-part thing where they do everything in one episode and then the next episode is largely unimportant. Like, this is set up, and then next time we're going to get, like, the climax, the payoff.
And we better get Cassidy and Mara interacting.
Oh, they've got to.
You have to.
You've got to.
Dugas, you've gotta.
You gotta let me fly. But that's it. So next episode is Thunderstruck Part 2. We'll see you for that on Friday. But until then.
It's Thunderstorm.
Did I say struck again?
You did.
Josh, am I having
an
aphasia?
That's the finale. It's not today.
We're not doing Thunderstruck. Jeepers Christmas. What's going on with me? This is daylight savings time. I'm blaming this on DST, yes. Baby.
Please, on Thursday, don't watch Thunderstruck Part 2. Because then you're going to come in and be like, well, this sucked. This had nothing to do with the first part at all.
Yeah. Tori wasn't in it even a little bit. Okay. Thunderstorm Part 2 on Friday. But until then,
may the power protect you. Power.
One of these days, I'm gonna trick you.
I'm
gonna get you to do it. Somehow, you're gonna walk into a place and you're gonna think it's like a normal place, but there's gonna be some microphones and a TV set up with Ninja Turtles Into the Shadows playing.
You're gonna saw me into watching Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows.